You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Friday, the government launched Aotearoa New Zealand's first Whaikaha Ministry of Disabled People, and New Zealand's first ministry that will have a New Zealand Sign Language name, as well as Te Reo Māori and English names. This follows Health New Zealand and the Māori Health Authority also taking effect in what is regarded as a fully national health service. Last year, the government announced a suite of changes for disabled people as a part of the health and disability system reforms. Budget 2022 also saw over $1 billion of new funding go into the disability sector. Minister for Disability Issues, the Honourable Podo Williams, says that in the spirit of nothing about us without us, the new ministry will start the ball rolling with ensuring the ministry's culture and values are mana enhancing, that government governance and partnership arrangements are meaningful, and that the mechanisms that will give effect to disabled people's voices are enduring. The ministry will lead and coordinate disability policy across government, including improving outcomes for disabled people in areas such as employment, education, health and well-being. Here we are now.
Following this launch, what are some of the next steps this disability ministry wants to take, or even what are some initial issues that they want to address?
Well, first things first, as of Friday, we've rolled kind of three issues into the ministry. So we had an establishment unit which set up the transition from some of the work that has come from the Ministry of Social Development, plus some of the work that's come from Ministry of Health. So as part of disability support services, for example, the Enabling Good Lives program, which supports tangata whaikaha, people with disabilities, to have some real control over the support that is provided to them, and you know, their views are very much driving this particular process. That is now part of the new ministry. Alongside that is the work that the Office of the Disability Issues, which was resident within the Ministry of Social Development, that has now come over to the ministry. So we'll be looking at a couple of key programs to start off with. Firstly, with Enabling Good Lives as a service provision, we want to make sure that we've got some consistency there, and then plan how we're going to roll from the three pilots out to the rest of Aotearoa. That'll take a piece of work and some considered thinking and working alongside people from the disabled communities to ensure we get that right. As I've said, accessibility legislation goes into the House at the end of this month, and there again we'll be working alongside key stakeholders, community groups, disabled people, their families, tangata whaikaha, anyone who has a significant interest in this, and we plan to make sure that we get all the voices in train so that we write the best legislation that we can. And the other piece of work is really driving policy that impacts our disabled community and how we work with them, and they have a real voice in driving government policy, and how disabled voices can be heard within all policy that affects people. So whether that's in employment or in health or in housing and the like. So there's some big significant pieces of work for us to do, but it's very exciting to be able to be at this point where we're launching a ministry that's specifically for disabled people.
Now, currently there is no permanent chief executive. There is an interim chief executive appointed by the Public Service Commission. That was Geraldine Woods. But I was reading that the first appointed ministry chief executive will also be disabled, which is a first for New Zealand. What are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely, and that's exactly as it should be. And I know the Public Service Commission are working hard, and there'll be some announcements soon on who the permanent chief executive will be. But in the meantime, Geraldine Woods has come from the establishment group and has worked alongside the governance group. And in terms of being interim, it's going to be very interim as far as I know. And she's well supported by the community to hold this role until the permanent chief executive is appointed. So as I say, I don't think it'll be too long before that is finalised. Really looking forward to that. It speaks volumes, really. And I guess the next thing is to ensure that that capacity and capability is built into the into the sector, and that we look at ensuring that other key leadership roles, but not only that, but that the, you know, I guess the desire for disabled communities, and I don't mean to speak for them, but I certainly would be advocating that we would be looking at representation across a whole raft of avenues, particularly representation in Parliament, which we haven't had since Mojo Mathers, and that's certainly a thing that I'm hearing lots from our disabled community about.
Now, would you say a vision for the Ministry for the Disabled would be that inclusivity and that awareness?
Absolutely, and that's a given, really. Doing all that we can to create enabling societies that mean that we all live the lives to our full potential, and we have ordinary outcomes that that we all deserve. That disabled people, disabled communities, their whānau and carers, tangata whaikaha, are able to make choices for themselves in their own interests, and that we break down all the barriers that that may stand in their way. You know, for example, we have issues around ensuring there is sufficient accessible housing. And while Kāinga Ora is making some great moves towards ensuring universal design and new builds, we still have retrofits that need to happen to ensure that disabled people can have access to decent housing. That does take some time, and that should not be the case. We should be building accessible and universal design properties so that everybody, regardless of disability, regardless of mobility, has access to decent housing. Similarly with education, ensuring that all the barriers are overcome so that access to employment and decent incomes is available to all of us, but specifically to our communities that have largely been marginalised. So that's a big piece of the work that the Ministry will be doing in support of other government agencies and other community agencies.
We obviously are quite familiar with the stress that our health system is under at the moment, especially when it comes to a shortage in staff and such. Will this new Ministry for the Disabled address that, especially for workers who do work with the disabled?
Well, there's no doubt that people with disabilities, our folk who have disabilities, people, tangata whaikaha, Pacific people with disabilities, access the health system quite likely more than others. So having a health system that's responsive to their needs and can meet their needs is very much an important thing to achieve. There is money in the budget to ensure that they get access to the support that they need to enable them to live the kinds of lives that they need, but especially around disability support services. So there has been some extra allocation in there to ensure not only a smooth transition away from health into the ministry, but that services are available. One of the things that happens is that often disability support services are underfunded, and that impacts on a disabled person's ability to just do what they need to do, and we allocate extra budget for that. Part of the work we're doing around enabling good lives is also going to look at where we need to resource better into the future and how we can secure that going forward. So that they're all important conversations, and ones that we need to have alongside our people with disabilities and with all of those who have got a keen interest in this area.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, or just a message you'd have for those who are disabled in general?
Well, the launch of Whaikaha, the Ministry of Disabled People, on Friday is really a culmination of about 40 years of wanting to ensure that there is one place where disabled people can ensure that their issues, their views, their aspirations are housed, and that this ministry supports them and supports all of us to create an enabling society, one where we've reduced the barriers to access, whomever that applies to, but more specifically that our disabled people have for far too long found some of the things that we would take for granted difficult to access, and we want to make sure that, you know, accessibility, enabling societies, that we elevate the voice of disabled people, but more than that, they are able to control and determine policy that impacts them and create the kind of environment that supports them to do what they need to do to live good lives.
That was Joe speaking to the Honourable Podo Williams about the launch of Faikaha, the Ministry for the Disabled.
Was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.